Vincent sanctions are being urged to be mindful of the presence of COVID-19 here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, even as they celebrate Vincimas 2022. The advice comes from the Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer, Shanika John.
I think one of the things that we are very much concerned with is the people who are not testing. And that is really just for them to enjoy the season. And I mean, you can understand their thinking behind it, but I think at this time, people also need to be mindful of the long-term effects of that. One, on the individual, because I strongly believe that COVID-19 could switch up on you so quickly, especially if it's undiagnosed, undetected, especially if you have multiple pre-existing conditions and you're under the influence of alcohol. Mm-hmm. So those are things that we really, really, really would like persons to consider. That if you're not feeling well, take a minute and stop and pause and get yourself assessed, because that assessment could very well save your life. I mean, I've said to persons in multiple settings, even though you want to enjoy the season, make sure you are alive to do it. Because if you're not alive, then all of this effort of wanting to enjoy it is in vain. Mm-hmm. So you really have to stop for a second and think about, what am I feeling? I have this sore throat for a very long time. I have this cough. I have a fever. I have fatigue. I have runny nose. I have a sneezing, a coughing. Do I need to go see a physician to get myself assessed? And the answer is yes.
Regionally, the Pan-American Health Organization is supporting member countries in understanding more about post-COVID-19 condition and ways to manage patients more effectively. More than 90,000 cases of acute COVID-19, including post-COVID-19 condition from countries in the Americas, are now listed in a global clinical platform for COVID-19. It collects data and descriptions to support research and to share guidance on clinical services for patients. While most people who develop COVID-19 fully recover, estimates are that between 10 and 20% experience a variety of mid and long-term effects. And these effects are collectively known as post-COVID-19 condition or long COVID. Internationally, several Chinese cities have scrapped or relaxed their COVID-19 testing mandates after China emerged from its worst regional outbreaks. China, whose economy has been hit hard by various COVID restrictions during March to May, including a lockdown in Shanghai, faces high stakes to prevent another major outbreak. It has demanded big cities and ports of entry to boost testing capacity to make sure that they can detect the highly transmissible Omicron variant as early as possible. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.